In Parshas Veschanan, we're introduced again to the concept of the cities of refuge, the Ori Mikla. Torah tells us that Az Yavdil Moshe Shosh Orim Be'ever HaYarden Mizrucha Shamesh, that Moshe Rabbeinu set aside three cities on the bank of the Jordan River toward the rising sun, which means that Moshe Rabbeinu set up three cities of refuge on the eastern side of the Yarden, simply because the other three, in which eventually would be established in the days of Yehoshua, which would be on the other side of the Yarden of the Jordan River, Moshe Rabbeinu was not privy to go into such land. Now, what exactly is the reason? How is it that a person will end up violating and having to run to one of these cities of refuge known as the Ori Miklat? So on this, the Torah tells us it's based on a person who's simply in the woods. Man is in the forest chopping wood. Vasher yavo es riehu b'yar lachtaveitzim v'nidcha yadu b'garzen lichros ha'etz v'nashal ha'barzel min ha'etz umatza es riehu v'meis. The person who's chopping wood in the forest and his hand swings the axe to cut the tree. The iron slips from the wood and finds his friend and he dies. Hu yonus el achas ha'orim ha'eleh b'choy. He shall flee to one of these cities and there he will live. What's fascinating is that there are three cities which are established on the eastern side of the Jordan River, and only three on the left side. And on this, the Gemara in Makos on Daf Tesamid Beis asks the question, Tanu Rabbanan, Shalosh Arim Hivdil Moshe Be'emer HaYarden, U'kenegdam Hivdil Yoshua Be'eretz Kanaan. That in fact Moshe and Yeshua did exactly the same. Three on one side, three on the other. Ask the Gemara, Be'eber HaYarden Tlas, Be'eretz Yisrael Tlas. Why would it make sense that you would have the same amount of cities on both sides? After all, we did learn in Parshat Matos and Masai that 2.5 tribes, the tribes of Gad and Reuven, half Manasseh, that they would be living on the eastern side of the Jordan River. So, because of these 2.5 tribes, Moshe decided, based on the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to build three cities. So why would three cities on the other side in Eretz Yisrael, why would that be sufficient? Three little cities of refuge for 9.5 tribes, as opposed to the only 2.5. And on this, the Gemara tells us that the middle city on the eastern side of the Jordan River, which was in Gilad, in Gad, where God lived, Amar Abaye beGilad Shchichi Roitzchin. There were many murderers in that area. And therefore, apparently, they would need more cities of refuge. Per capita, the level of violence was greater on the eastern side of the Jordan River than those who actually lived in Eretz Yisrael. The problem that all of the Mefarshim have with this answer of the Gemara is that the only time a person goes to the city of refuge and is protected there from the Goel Hadam is only in the event that it was done b'shogeg. It was an accident. The blade flew off the axe. The lumberjack was chopping his wood and this person died. But someone who would be premeditated, a murderer, such an individual, the Ori Miklat, the cities of refuge, would not protect. So what does the Gemara mean, Begilot Shchichi Reitzchim? On this, I'd like to share with you the answer presented by my Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Yochanan Zweig. He explains that when it comes to these cities of refuge, the word that is used for the person that will live there is not someone who killed Ba'ones completely by accident, but rather Bishogeg. Bishogeg means it was not a complete accident. There was negligence involved. And what was the negligence involved? This person was chopping wood. Now his blade flew off of his axe. Even though he had no intention to kill anyone, clearly he was not careful. He could have easily have checked his blade to make sure that it was secure and that it was not loose to easily fly off of the wood. He also could have easily have checked around to see if there was anyone else. After all, he was in a forest, in Rishut HaRabim, a public thoroughfare, where anyone could walk in at any time. And therefore, this individual, because of his negligence, goes to the city of refuge. But why did he do this? Why didn't he look around? Why didn't he examine his blade? And the answer is, because such a person lives in a community of shchichi roitzchim, people who are not sensitive to the lives of others. Those people who do not value life, even their own life, killing innocent people, such an environment will also end up having more people who kill b'shogeg because they're not careful or sensitive to the lives of others. On July 28th, there was a 30-year-old Pakistani man. And this man, announcing that he was a Muslim and angry about Israel, pulled out a gun in the Seattle Jewish Federation, shooting 6 people, one of them to their death. What's fascinating is when we study this case, we see that the FBI spokesman, David Gomez, stated that officials believe the suspect acted alone and was not affiliated with a foreign organization. And it certainly, as he says, was not a terrorist-related incident. In fact, we see that the police were very cautious, that they did not want this person to be referred to as a Muslim. To us, we know clearly walking into a Jewish Federation building in Seattle, that was 100% an act of terrorism. But that leads me to my next point. How could someone do this? How could someone walk into a building and take innocent lives? And what? You're upset about Israel? Israel's 10 time zones away from Seattle. The people in that building had no connection to the policies or decisions that were made on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean. To answer this question of how could he have done such a thing, he could have done it, and he did it very easily. And the reason is because he came from a nation, a group of people who are shchichi roitzchim, individuals that place no value on human life. In fact, when Hagar was told that she would eventually have a child by the name of Yishmael, the Malach, the angel, said, "V'hu yeh pera adam, yado bakol v'yad kobo," that your child will be a wild, violent man with his hands going against everyone in sight. Lahavdil, Ashreinu Matoiv Chalkenu, how fortunate we are to be part of a completely different religion, a religion that cherishes life, a religion that embraces life. See, the media hides Muslim terrorism because everyone knows it's a fact, that it's already inbred, it's part of them, it's already in their hearts. Klal Yisrael also, the Jewish people also have something inbred within them, that they're Gomlei Chasadim, and then they're Rachmanim, that they're compassionate, that they show empathy and care to every single person. And therefore, when it comes to a Jewish person who is involved in a violent attack, that all of a sudden makes huge headlines. That is something which everyone talks about. But in a recent article by Art Sheva this past Thursday, said that the huge news of the past Sunday of Israel, that there was an airstrike that killed 57 Lebanese civilians, we can easily see that that which was said about Israel turned out to be a fake. It turned out to be a lie. Because when it comes to the Jewish people, we are compassionate. We value life. We think and care for one another. We are not shchichi roitzchim. And therefore for us, for the B'nai Eretz Yisrael, those B'nai Yisrael, the Jewish people who have the land of Israel, we do not need as many cities of refuge because we are sensitive and caring to everyone around us. Good job.